This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
This is Limia Plus Plus, hosted by your poetry man, Mel B. Libre.
Poetry.
poetry is an art form of weaving words that evoke emotions and experiences. Limya Plus Plus presents the works of individuals through Limya, a poem consisting of 5 lines with limited syllables, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, plus other literary stuff, plus song poems. Join us for half an hour. I'm your host, Mel B. Libre. Welcome. In this episode, we are featuring outstanding Limyas of the year from Limya of the Month winners in 2025. Favorite Poem of the Week by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, plus Song Poems from Les Crane and Nobel Laureate Bob Dylan. Here's the song poem from Bob Dylan, Visions of Johanna.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? Sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined, and it's visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. Empty lot where the ladies play. Blind man's bluff with the keychain. And the all night girls, the whisper of escapades out on the D train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them, it's insane. She's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Visions of Johanna have not taken my place. boy lost. He takes himself so seriously. He breaks of his misery. He likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. Primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Oh, jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. Visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him. Name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was old, on the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. Oh, harmonica's play, the skeleton key and the ray. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
Song poem by Bob Dylan, Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016, and the title is Visions of Johanna. And the poem explores the painful tension between an idealized, unattainable muse, Johanna, and the dull, tangible reality of the present represented by a companion, Louise. It is a surreal meditation on longing, the limitations of human connection, and the pursuit of perfection. My name is Mel B. Libre, and following shortly, Outstanding Limya Poems in 2025. By Ramon Suarez. Love is pure and bright, like stars in the endless sky. Warms the heart so true, holds us close through joy and pain. Forever it shines. Limya by Steve Beeman. May the rains return. May the temperature come down. May this test grant you patience to wait for autumn as summer takes leave. Limya by Manolo Almendras. A seed breaks the ground, for the light it looks around. Fresh dewdrops it found. Now its new life has begun. Welcome, said the sun. By Manolo Almendras. Silence my heart hold. In the stillness, Lord, I wait. Break my will to mold. Teach me how to love, not hate. Make me whole, yet bold. Those are outstanding Limya poems in 2025, written by Ramon Suarez, Steve Beeman, and Manolo Almendras. My name is Mel B. Libre, and right now we've got the favorite poem of the week. How Do I Love Thee? From Sonnets from Portuguese number 43. Written by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, who was born in 1806 in England. And this is recited by Dame Judy Dench.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach, when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs, and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better
you
after death.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a
amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and stars. You have a right to be near.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection, neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life. Keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe. No less. Of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars.
Desiderata was written in 1927 by Max Ehrman, an American poet, writer, and lawyer. And it was narrated by Les Crane. We've got more Limya. And by the way, Limya is a poem consisting of 5 lines, 5-7-5-7-5 syllables. And I am Mel B. Libre, and here's 2 more Limyas. I hear the guitar being played by Tio Siling. Pure melodic tunes, festive as the month of May. Shall we sing along? Calling planet Earth, it is moon calling you. Oh, Mayday, Mayday. You don't look well. Take good care. Do something, people. 2 Limyas, written by yours truly. Thank you for joining me in this premiere episode of Limya Plus Plus. Join the Limya movement. Write your Limya. 5 lines, 5-7-5-7-5 syllables. Submit to melblibre@gmail.com. And your poem may just make it here. Bye for now. I am your poetry man, Mel B. Libre. Poetry is life.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.